When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Beneath the Trees, Where Nobody Sees gets a prequel. IDW's Exiting EIC speaks out. Francesco Mattina covers Being Replaced. This is Comic Book Club News for June 24, 2024. Before The Trees Where Nobody Sees, Patrick Horvath's hit horror comic Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees is getting a one-shot prequel from IDW, and the only place to get it is at San Diego Comic-Con. The news was revealed via The Beat. Titled Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees Preludium, the new prelude story will focus on adorable bear killer Samantha Strong as she takes a lovely hike in the woods in 1962 and figures out what she really wants to do. Cut people into teeny little pieces and watch them bleed to death. The one-shot will be limited to 1,000 copies, cost $10, include 10 new pages of story and 2 sketch pages, and only be available at the IDW booth at SDCC. Someone grab me a copy, okay? Thanks. Sticking with IDW for a moment, after the news hit that EIC Jamie S. Rich was leaving the company after 13 months, rumors began to fly. With layoffs occurring over the past 2 years and questions about the publisher's future, is that it for IDW? Well, no. Rich spoke to Popverse after leaving the company, and all the scuttlebutt couldn't be further from the truth. Said Rich, quote, "It's disheartening to see the know-nothings of the internet twist my hard work and how that is paying off for a new and exciting opportunity for me into something nefarious and negative. IDW is currently on a creative upswing. I had the pleasure of working with a lot of talented professional people at the company who cared a lot about the comics we were making, all of which has been awarded with excellent sales and critical acclaim." Further, Rich shut down any rumors that IDW licensed editor, Heather Antos, was involved in any way. Antos has been a frequent internet troll punching bag since her time at Marvel, only in as much as when you go to punch a bag, it punches you back so hard you explode. Continued Rich, quote, "Heather was one of the leaders I heavily relied on in editorial. To say otherwise, to discount the level of skill and vision evident in her comics, makes me wonder if you like good comic books at all." While it's unknown what opportunity Rich did leave to take, maybe he's taking over from Zeb Wells, writing Amazing Spider-Man. Publisher Mark Doyle will temporarily take on the EIC duties before a new hire is announced. And in a rare bit of non-IDW news here on the podcast, DC Comics is reportedly replacing all of artist Francesco Mattina's upcoming variant covers after questions were raised about his potential use of AI. The news comes via Bleeding Cool, which reports that at least 7 variant covers attributed to Mattina have been solicited as TBA, including the cover to Action Comics 1069 that drew most of the internet's ire. As reported previously here on the podcast, DC has emphasized that they have a long-standing policy about how artists' work must be original, and we're looking into the allegations against Mattina. Mattina has previously been accused of tracing and stealing artists' work for decades. Potential AI usage is just the latest wrinkle on this. More on this story as it develops. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and okay, fine, I'll run IDW. If I have to. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.